That's what everything I've listed on Christopher Austin. Mr. Austin sent for a follow-up on his pathology. Skin lesion was interpreted as a fibroepithelial polyp with callocytotic atypia. Etiology of this is not clear. It appeared to be a genital wart to me. Just want to confirm that diagnosis with a dermatologist. I called him today and he's gone. We'll speak with him tomorrow and get back with the patient. He also had a nubbing of his left. It appeared to be a wart-like, porous, raised, probably 2 to 3 millimeter lesion at the suprapubic area above his penis. The brownish discoloration on the penis noticed last time appears to be resolved. And it's got the name of a dermatologist. He still smokes, Paragraph still smokes two cigarettes a day. Lab studies were reviewed, and otherwise at the normal limits, he was positive for herpes 1, but not 2, but does not have lesions on his penis or on his mouth. Did curse for physical for age. He declined. Also discussed excision of the base of the wart. He declined. Next is Kerry Richardson, already dictated. Dr. Weider, taking office note on G-A-N-G, first name, last name is G-U-I-D-I-C-E. Miss Judy has sore throat, aching, no appetite for a day. Main problem is sore throat, has no body aches or headache, blood pressure is normal. Physical exam, does have an erythema of the pharynx, plus one adenopathy in her neck. Hit her size of the throat exam, otherwise normal. She requested a flu swab. It was negative. And patient is to return for follow-up. Was given a Z-Pak for possible strep not picked up in office. Given it symptom treatment, warm salt water gargle, see if it's out of chloroseptic throat loss. Does it not improve in 2 to 3 days to recheck with us? And to return for a physical for age. So otherwise, it's good health. She's a software engineer, moved here from. Next is Rosa Shambly. Ms. Shambly complains of bilateral leg pain, has edema in her left leg, worse than the right, worse in the morning. I mean, in the morning, it's not there, present, but being on her feet later in the day. BMI today is elevated. She does have hypertension and is on X4. She has type 2 diabetes and is on Janumet 5500. We checked her blood work today. She recently had her last blood work was done here in October. It's been 4 months. We'll recheck salt level, lipid, and A1C. Also referred for an venous ultrasound of her legs to rule out DVT, which was put on Lasix 20 milligrams 1QD and KCL 10 milligrams QD. She will return and follow up, encouraging weight loss, diet, and exercise, cardiovascular disease counseling, and obesity counseling. She could not afford bariatric surgery. We'll try to work on diet and exercise. Appears to be pending edema worse on the left and on the right side, plus 1 to plus 2. In lower extremity, not significant calf pain, but mild tenderness and puffiness. Has underlying sleep apnea, paragraph, hypertension, and hypothyroidism.